Hello, this is Michael Steed from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the 2007 pre-budget report and some of the fallout from that event. This was Alistair Darling's first pre-budget report, and although his room for manoeuvre was limited, given that his predecessor Gordon Brown was a master of forward posting, he still managed to come up with a controversial package of changes, which is still reverberating in the press. You'll recall that the PBR is a scene setter for the following year. Ideas are posted, consultations are announced, and we all get used to changes in advance, rather than the government using the older pattern of no notice and everything being announced on Budget Day in the spring. But what was different about the 2007 PBR was the date, early October, so it was much earlier than the normal December gig. There were clearly going to be some political footballs that needed kicking. Private equity was seen as a rampaging monster that paid too little tax. Remember the entrepreneurs' cleaners who paid more tax than they did? The PBR would attend to that issue. Non-UK domiciled people who are UK resident and who are entitled to use the remittance basis have also come under fire. Perhaps one of the biggest tax issues facing the Chancellor was the fallout from the Arctic Systems case and what is now called income shifting, such that husbands and wives and civil partners can shift income and hence IT liability from a higher rate taxpayer to a lower rate taxpayer. The government had also been rattled by the Conservatives' plans to raise the IHT threshold to £1 million, a proposal that would clearly delight many homeowners in the UK. It had already been a bad autumn for the government with the election that never was, and that was well before the Lost Discs episode, so Alistair Darling was determined to come out of his corner fighting.